So now he's going to have another two proc him on that are basically just words, and then he'll go back again. Perikut test mole ze Hashem mishtatif yasuba leloshem begeshem sheovi begeshem imalehu. So the primary physical meaning of it means something filling something else physically. Vetemale kadom loy ha'oimem imenu ze harbe. The word mole can also be referring to time. In other words, a period of time was set aside for when something would happen, and vayimlu, like vayimlu yameha, vayimlu abram yom, vayasimina shleimus bachashivus vatachlis ba, umole birkas Hashem, umilo isachachon zaleiv, vayimole isachachon zatuna sadas. So this is the third meaning of it, and this meaning is a meaning that is that really is the conceptual meaning. Whenever something reaches perfection, so let's conceptualize a minute. Whenever I have something that has potential unrealized, so on the one hand it exists. And so Lamarsha, let's say here I have a person and he has the ability to know X, Y, and Z, the ability to do X, Y, and Z maisim. So one way to picture it conceptually is that the person himself is a kli and he's there. You start with a given and then you slowly begin to fill it up until it is full. When something is full, it's not a measure, an abstract measure. L'mashal, if I have a 12-ounce cup, so the amount of tea I can put into it is 12 ounces. That's a limit. But when I say I need to drink my fill, so even though my fill might be a gallon, let's say, but the word is, it's not the gallon of liquid. It's the fact that I have absorbed all the liquid I could. So anything that has potential and fulfilling potential is also used with the word mole. And on this it says, V'cheinama u'kvoid Hashem mole es ha-mishkan. I guess in language we would say, fulfilled. When something is fulfilled, it means it's filled up to whatever its capacity is supposed to be. And this denotes a shleimus rather than just an amount. So when I say I have a canister with 25 gallons of gas, a tank with 25 gallons of gas, so it's just an amount, how much I can hold. When I say my car is full with gas, I'm basically saying it has all the gas it's going to take. So the word mole in this context means totally mushlam. So the Mishkan is a makam that is a kli for Ashras Ashchina. When the kli has realized everything it can and it's meant to, that's called the Kvod Hashem mole es haMishkan. So we have a title for the word mole that refers to the abstract sense of Ashras Hashchina. Elim tirtza shatosin kvod Hashem ora nivra, ashe yikore kovet b'chol mokrem, v'u Hashem mole es haMishkan ein hezikzeh. So once again, the Rambam says you can always go back, you can always fall back on the physical sense of this kovet nivra, that also, over there could mean that the light filled up the entire Mishkan, in which case it's a physical size. Perikhov Ram Hushem Mishtatev Inya Ramus Hamakam Inya Ramus Hamaila. It's used to denote something that's physically high and something that's a high madrega. Klaima Gdulova Koveyakar Omava Torimala Oretz Vizemina Rishon, like the table went up. Vamahari Moisi Bochame Am Yana Shemusichem in Afa Yana Shemusichem to Ha'am Min Asheni. So the word Ram over there means chshivas. V'chol milas ha-Ram ha-shadav ha-kayis b'chum yizeh inyan, ha-sheni, roim al shemayim elokim. I want to talk about this a minute, So when we speak of HaKadosh Baruch who's on a high madrega and we're calling it Roimimus, why so? So one reason is somehow we have a natural instinct of being in awe of something higher than us, taller than us, and so on. It sort of towers over us, frightens us, and so on. Two, it's something that stands out. When somebody walks around and he is a foot taller than everybody else, so he stands out, he's noticed, it's nicker, that's another meaning. But I think there's one more meaning. Not that Ram means it, but it's in this form, the way it's spoken about, I think there's another meaning in it. How do we determine, when we have two items, how do we determine which one is higher and which one is lower? If you have a ball and you put it down, it will roll from a point that is higher to a point that's lower. There's in Yerushalayim, in Amon HaNetziv, there's a kvish they call kvish hapela, which is, it's like on the mountainside behind Amon HaNetziv. It's a road that if you look at it, it's clear that A is higher than B. When you drive there and you stand in the middle of that road, and if you put the car in neutral, it will stand a moment, and it will start going uphill. If you pour out the water, the water will pool, and then it'll start rolling uphill. And it's kind of very creepy. I was there when I first saw it. I was there like at dusk, and it was creepier than creepy. It's like something out of a movie where the laws of nature go haywire. What it really is. It's an optical illusion because the road snakes down a mountainside. It looks like A is higher than B. But in fact, it's only because your eye is following the pattern. This particular grade, it's the other way. It's not like that. But the eye doesn't take like that. And then when you take the test and you put down something, it does go from point B to point A. So high and low determines a flow direction. And therefore, Hashpoas Hashchina, Hashpoa Bakarish Baruch Hu, goes from direction to direction. So anything that's Elyon to Tachton, the Hashpoa goes from Elyon to Tachton. It's almost the other way around. Wherever the Hashpoa goes, the source is described as Rum or Elyon to the Tachton. It's the same way like you have in a corporation, you have a hierarchy. When I say I'm higher up on the pole, it means I give orders, direction flows from me to my underling and so on, and it comes to me from the person higher up, to my superior. Okay. Meaning, choshev, greater than, better than, v'chein nosa, yeah, but in your remus makom, but in your remus madrega, but yisru nachelik. So nasa means one is better than the other. Vayisu as shivra malchamareim is the first one in your vision. Chamo ahar bebinya masav atoka. Itnei sheinyan sheinasiya b'makom. So you lift up something, you put something up, you lift it up there tavu, and you put it onto the chamor. Again, meaning taller, more important. So now he drops in Akasha. And I don't know, this is a pattern constant in these prokim, and it might be in sync with what he said before about not being in order. He will occasionally ask points, raise points in the middle of these prokim. They could have raised anywhere, could have done in the beginning. I mean, right now we're just describing kind of all these terms. And now he just comes in with a kasha that really could have been asked anywhere. I told it to us, Madrego, Milo, Varimus. The Soma Echtosim in Yonim Rabbi Me'ian Echod. How do you get so many things out of one thing? Hine is Borlocha Achazer. Shaloika is Boch Etzel Masigim Ashlemim, Loyator Betorim Rabbim. Vesheelu atorim kulam arabim, hamorin al haotzim vagdulo vayecholas vashlemus vatov vizulosom, kulam yeshuvu linyin echad. Vainyin hu atzmoy loyda vayoytze chutz la'etzem. So he says he is sort over here that people you can describe things in many, many different ways. But for the person who really understands, it all comes down to the same point. In other words, let's take an example. Let's say people try to describe quantum physics. You get 101 different mishalim, 101 different presentations. But down deep, you say if the people really understand it, they all understand that these are different ways of presenting the same material. It's not something that is different entities, because he compared it to X, he compared it to Y, and he came at it from Z. All of those really point at one thing. It's just that different people have different akudas that they have an easy time grabbing. They have different akudas that they're able to swallow better. So they get onto a particular akuda. It's something which the mashalim are many, and they all have truth in it, because different people need different mashalim for the same idea. But for the person who understands where we're coming from, it really, really comes back to the same point. So he says, for the person... The more your hasaga is core hasaga, the less you're inclined to use different titles. The more, it's like, let's give an example. When you describe to somebody, you say, this person is a real Adam Gadol. So if you're close to the person and you have a mature sense of things, it means a certain personality. It means something about the entire person. To somebody who is a hamonam, you're going to need stories and chapters and different things. Look at his davening, look at his learning, look at his tzedakah, look at his chesed, look at his yirshmayim, look at his ears, and so on. But, when you're looking at a big person, you don't think in terms of a shopping list of a lot of things. There's something about the entire Tzuras Adam that's more chashuv. So people understand Hashem Echad. We need to flesh it out more and more, because that's what talks to us. V'hinei v'acha prokim shem Torim, I will speak later about the different names of Torim. V'omno makavona hazeh, v'perik hazeh, kirom v'nisa einin yonah habuv v'mimena yonah smokum, and yonah smilu. But all I want to do in this break is just discuss that, it means Rama Nisa, as talking about Hashem, refers to al yonah of a content, not of a makom. Fine. Okay, next perek. Avar. So now there's going to be five prokim that are going to speak about different facets of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's movement specifically. That's a common denominator of all these. And it's going to be Avar, and it's going to be Halicha, and it's going to be Bia and Yetzia, and all sorts of things like that, and then Shachom, which is the opposite of them. But that's the big picture. Avar. In Yonah Rishnu Be'inyan Hetek Guf Mimakum, V'ikar Nachos Yerushayna L'tnuas Balachayim Aruchi Echad Yoshah. So Avar means to move things. It has to be on one axis, whatever axis we're describing that they're moving on. It then was used for sound, which is, we know today physically, its movement of air. So these are three physical descriptions: the moving of an object, the movement of sound, the movement of light, which in this context is called Or Nivra. Now, its conceptual meaning is something that transcends its boundaries. So we're talking about a concept, and like just like when we say a person, we say over on the chayk, an aveira, the person overstepped his boundaries. So that is a conceptual description of something going to a quote unquote place that it's not supposed to be there. Like a person that wine has taken him out of his place. A person who tried to do X and instead accomplished Y. So he's went out of the boundaries of what his tachlis was. It says, so now he's going to try to tie to pasuk vayava shem al panov. So who's talking about what? What are we talking about? What is vayava shem? Hashem passed by his panov. V'yia kinui b'fanov shav lo yizbarach. The word panov is going back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu passed by something. HaKadosh Baruch Hu overstepped certain boundaries. So Moshe Rabbeinu put down a request for a certain level of re'ia, which is called panav. V'yaduhu basoga lemata mashabikes. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, no, we're not going to go there. We're going to go to lower madrega. Rosha kino isa b're'iyas achar, v'omroi ro'isa sachorai. Okay. V'kvayroi nezal in Mishnah Torah. That's why we're at Mishnah Torah. V'oma heino ke'eloi kayis baruch hele mimenu hasoga yeh mechuna b'riyas panim. Now, so the Rambam says, "Vayava Hashem al panav" means HaKadosh Baruch Hu passed over the gilui of panim and instead gave the gilui of achar. He says here, Maram, as he describes the Mishnah Torah. And I wanted to say over briefly what he says over there. There are two ways of knowing something. Let's take the physical muscle panim and achar, and we'll use it over here. When there's in halacha, let's go in halacha, you can identify an object by simonim and by tvias ayin. So I recognize something. If I ask the person, so how do you recognize it? I say, I don't know, I just recognize it. When I see a person face to face, recognition kicks in. And, you know, if I see the person for a while, I'll later recognize him, even if he's much older, whiter. It's something about him that I recognize. And a lot of times you find yourself, you see a brother who looks very similar, but you say to yourself, no, it's not him. When you see a person from the back, so you make a list, you say, he's about 5'10". He's slightly stooped. It seems as if the color of the hair is this. In the back, you don't have hakara. You have simanim. You have effects that are associated with the etzem chayfetz. So we have two types of yediyas. There's the yediyah of hakara, and that's shaykh to panim. There's a yediya of simonim, and so on. Let's go to science. We can identify a planet when we take a telescope, look on the object, and we see a planet. So, you know, Eureka, we've identified a planet. There's another way to identify a planet, and that's when you watch planets that are in orbit, and they're somehow not orbiting where they're supposed to. Their orbit is distorted. And you say to yourself, it must be that there's another planet somewhere behind that's pulling on it. And that's creating that distortion. So I can know things directly. I can know things by effects they have. Now, Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to have the strength of Hakara and Ribbono Shelom that would be equivalent to the Hakara of Panim El Panim, where it's knowing and understanding it. We talk about Ribbono Shelom, we talk about everything he does and everything he's not. What do we say? Ribbono Shelom, the master of the world, creator of the world, Mechaye Meisim, Tovu Meitiv. We say Ein Od Melvado. We describe what's not, and we describe what Hashem Baruch Hu does. We do not have any kalim to understand Akash Baruch Hu as he is. And therefore, he said, Vayav Hashem al panav, Akash Baruch Hu skipped over Gilui panim, and instead went on to Achar. And then the Rambam adds, when it says Akash Baruch Hu was helim imenu, it doesn't mean Akash Baruch Hu hid it from him. Vama helim imenu erzaboy, kizois ha-soga nelemes ninas betiva. It's something that is unattainable. V'shekol odom sholim imidovek sich v'mashav tivo sheyasek v'vakesh asog acher zacher tishtabesh asogosu toivat v'mashavah per'egzeh mi'per'egzeh ha'mayma. The klal is, if a person tries to understand something his mind can't understand, he will destroy his mind. Elam yelovel of ezalokik v'mashavah sakoisik ha'pelech ad avri. So trying to think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly and quote-unquote understanding HaKadosh Baruch Hu as he is self-destruction. The Rambam says this in Chagiga. We've quoted it in Pirush HaMishnayos. He says that it says if somebody thinks about Malafon or Malachim and so on, is Ein Echas Al Kvod Koinai. So everybody learns Kilu, he's trying to mix into places doesn't belong and so on. The Rambam says in Pirush HaMishnayos, that which, if a person has to think about that which his mind cannot think about, he destroys his mind. The kvod kind of a person, the part of the person that is like the Banshan, is his mind. And anything you do to mess up your mind is something which is enochas l'kvod kono. Here the Rambam adds something which I'm not sure what he means. The Rambam says, im yelover lov eze loike. From the other places, he says this in Shmona Prokim, it's mashma that it's an impossibility. What he means in Ezeloiki, I'm not sure. Aval, so that's the Rambam's pshat, and that's how he learns it. Avla targum noag min hogebel in yonim, vize, ki chol dovish im tseo mi yuchis aloikai, vi asigeo gashmis o masiga akshama, yachshiveya bechisorin hamitztaref. Vi yosim ayach zolin echod, mitztaref aloikai mechuser. So he will always, anything that is anything that's mentioned that's translatable to some sort of physical phenomena, he will put the problem, the chisorin, in that physical phenomena. For instance, he says, "Va'ama ba'am bin Hashem nitzav olav, yikored Hashem atar alohi, va'ama ba'amro yitzef Hashem b'ni b'necho, yisach memed Hashem." So HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take the Shechinah and move the Shechinah across Moshe's face. So he says, my Shechinah, which is an Or Nivra, will pass by your face. Via Pierce Alpanov Lefonic, Vatal Minka Alpanov. Again, he's not arguing that this is a possible pirush. It's fine. He says, and actually, the pasuk seems to lend itself to it, because he says, it says when my covet will pass by, so the covet is shchina and that passes by. For beer kadova over the mutsa is sparkly atzma is sparshmoy, but la kovruoma ad obi vayosham upon him. The Nievshim built a chashev mitzvah of mechusa, and even though anything that is mitzvah of the Kaddish Baruch Hu can have properties that are physical, in other words, it's lacking in the sense that it needs to move or something like that nature. Pam yosem chusu yikora, pam it's may memor, pam it's may shkinek, in a kol makam. In a nach nu gam kin osem tzarech mechusa, in a kol. Says once the onkelus is, what he's doing is, he's using one of the physical auxiliaries, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence, and placing the physical word on that. I'll do it also, but I'm saying it on the koil. V'inyin v'yav v'koil Hashem upon v'yikra. So it's going about a koil, not an oyer. Okay, v'ana ha'shalas ha'loshen l'koil avar v'yikra machta, because I use it that way. And the koil is what called out to Moshe. So it's another variation of this musig of a covered nivra, but instead of an or, it is a koil. Lotar chikiris akir mecheses lekoil, ki be'eila milus ba'atzmom, bo asipol dibur esbach lemoshe, oma vayishmas akoil meda be'eilov. So the dibur is always miyuchus to the koil of Hashem, which is a creation. So when it says koil oime, it's not the voice of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It is the voice that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has created, and is, it has that call. The year appears with in Cain, Vayava kol Hashem, Vayikra Hashem, Hashem, Vayakefel Hashem likriya. So it's not Vayikra Hashem, but Vayikra, this call called out Hashem, because if once we're not talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so now it's a double, it's somebody calling out, it's not Vayikra Hashem so-and-so, Hashem Kerachim Hanan, but Vayikra, the koil calls out Hashem Hashem, Vekevel Hashem, the Kriyaku Yisbach HaNivik, Moshe Moshe Abraham Vrom, Vizeh Gamkein Pirush Noi Moi. It says three Purushim and how to deal with it. One meaning that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not allow him to do X, but he had to do Y. The second one is this Oyer HaNivik, the Shechina, and the third one is the koil. Now he puts in a piece, the Rambam, about having so many Purushim. So you're going to wonder, how could something so deep, which I guess must be exact, have so many pshetlach? None of these pshatim conflict with the yesodos that I've put down. You can, any one of these emunas are perfectly valid. Either this is all conceptual from A to Z, and therefore we're talking about concepts. So there was something there to see, and he adds a little knate over here, that by seeing the Ora Nivra, it helps you understand it, just like seeing illustrations in a book helps you understand difficult concepts. Anyone, pick any one of these, they're fine. The one thing you cannot say is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu went, moved from place to place. Movement is not shared to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He has no guf. Okay. So we'll hold it here. Next week is Purim. I assume everybody will be busy with Hasagas, Amukos, you know, fueled by the wine. And Afreilich Purim. Bezus Hashem, hope to continue the week afterwards. Okay.